With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
I almost did it again. I can't not talk over that lady. What's her name? Olivia?
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo. Yeah. Shot to number one. It's a great song. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, Friday, you guys. Right. Friday all day. Oh, you know, I know we're supposed to get some rain. It's actually really nice out right now. I mean, it's wet. Everything's soaked. So
yeah, I have rain here, and I didn't know it.
Oh, really? Oh, it's raining right now.
I just looked. No, it's not raining at this moment, but I just looked outside for the first time because I now have light, and yeah. It's wet everywhere. Yeah. So we definitely got rain. Yeah, down there. Exactly.
Down there on the ground. Yep, uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's do the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Ooh. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Oh. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. All right, so I'll begin with, I'm going to win $970 million tonight in Mega Millions.
I'm going to win that. Thing.
There's your headline.
We can split it. That'd be good.
What?
We could both win it together.
Oh, all right.
That'd make it easy, right? You guys buy tickets too, Nick, Bryn?
No.
Get some damn tickets. What are you doing? You can't win if you don't play.
Yeah, there's time. It's tonight. Tonight's all the drawing. Right, I haven't bought my ticket yet either, but I'm going to drop.
I was going to buy some yesterday for my birthday, but I forgot about it. I just started eating.
All right, hold on. I'm writing to John. Lottery tickets.
Yeah, definitely time.
Send my personal note too.
Yeah, we got to make sure, because otherwise it'll just go out of my head and I won't even think about it until Vinny wins it. And I'm like, damn it. I was supposed to win that.
Right. So Mega Millions is at $970 million. It's a big one. Mm. And tonight is the drawing. So get your tickets.
Almost $1 billion. There was a $1 billion one time, wasn't there?
I don't think we're at the record yet, but I haven't looked at all of the story to see where it fits in. And also, there's still a run-up for today.
Right. So. That's right. I'm sure. I mean, $30 million away from $1 billion. We're going to get that. Come on.
In today's USA Today, the headline says, Fauci unleashed.
Yeah.
He says, it's liberating that he can now let the science speak. Apparently, his old boss didn't want him
telling any science stuff.
The idea that you can get up here and let science speak, it is somewhat liberating.
Nice.
The person who wrote the article in USA Today says, with apologies to the WHO, meet the new Fauci, same as the old, but with a new boss. Mm.
Meet the
okay,
new
well, boss. Anyway, thank you, Bryn. This person did their best effort at a good one. Anyway, the deal is, he makes this point, and I believe he's right. It says, above all, our plan is to restore public trust. They've blown that big from the very beginning with the, you don't need masks. You don't need them. Don't get masks.
It's just a few cases. They're going to go away. These things rise, and they go away.
And meanwhile, they're like, well, the masks actually are for the medical. Well, if they can use them, then why wouldn't we?
Why wouldn't we?
How dumb. I mean, come on. Like, why don't you put out the message that is, we have a severe shortage of masks for the medical
Everyone make masks
industry,
if you can.
And we need help. Like, that would have been... So anyway, they've just handled it wrong. It looks like we're now going to rally at some point and get this thing under control. And
the damage is done, though. I'm, like, really worried about the people who already don't buy it.
Well, there's no question that there's an issue there. And hopefully... You know, the other problem is the vaccine rollout hasn't been great either. And I know that our Maka, which is grandma over here, she went and got her first shot. And there's a lot of worry when you send your person out without help about whether or not they're going to, A, find their way to the actual vaccine, B, get sick in the process of trying to find the vaccine in a public place like that. And, you know, one of the things that happened with her is she got her shot. Everything went okay. She was leaving. She called my wife and said, I got my shot. I didn't make my second appointment, though, because there was a problem. And, of course, my wife said, turn around, go park your car, get back in there, and make your appointment.
Yeah.
Make them make it.
Yes.
Get it done. You cannot.
Problem?
What's the
what?
Point
Their
of getting the first
app
shot?
Wouldn't open? Right, exactly.
If you don't get the second shot. So there are some confusing issues happening currently that I hope they're going to clear up. I know one of the things that we discussed, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, but it's, you know, when are we getting our shots? And I checked with my doctor and they said, we will let you know when you can come get it.
Right.
So that's good to know. And that sort of put my mind at ease in that, all right, I'm not going to chase it.
Right.
They'll come find me when it's my turn.
We continue to exist the way we are, and we'll, you know, when it's our turn, we'll know it.
But we're currently at this over 65 thing, which got Maka under the umbrella. Right. And so it got done.
It's great.
But make your second appointment, everyone. If you get in there and you find yourself confused. No, I guess they wanted her to make it. They didn't have computers on the scene to make the appointment. Turns out they were asking people to make the second appointment on their phone.
Oh.
Which I...
Huh.
It's all very confusing. That's the point I'm trying to make. Help your elders, and hopefully the new administration's going to streamline this process.
Let's hope so.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. All right. We got the Mega Millions.
Yeah, Mega Millions. Oh,
I'm going to be rich.
I can't stop thinking about that.
All right. How about some nerd news, everyone?
All right. I love it. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
A study in Japan found catnip causes the same type of response in cats as heroin does in humans.
Oh. Wow. But I thought people on heroin just, like, sort of laid back and drifted. I thought it was, like, a downer.
I don't, you know, I hate to, well, I actually, I don't hate to say it. I only know about heroin from movies. I've never been around heroin. Have you?
I have been around heroin. I have never.
You have?
Yes. Well, I know someone who overdosed. It's, you know, it didn't seem like a... It didn't seem like an upper. And I'll tell you, I got cats, and I've used catnip on those guys, and it's like firecrackers are going off. They're insane.
Well, I'm just telling you what the nerd news says.
All right. So maybe it affects the same places in the brain or something? Or
I don't know. Or it's I don't know. But I don't know anything about heroin, so I can't say. It doesn't seem like, you're right, it doesn't seem like an upper.
No.
And, you know, I know there are people who like the uppers, and I never did. I like the downer. So maybe heroin would have been my thing had I tried it. I just never was.
I'm really
it.
Glad you never tried it, Vinny.
Me too.
Really Me glad. Me too. It doesn't ever seem to end well. It's like,
no.
People are just, oh, I'm going to do a little heroin tonight.
It doesn't seem
it
like
doesn't
a party
really,
drug.
No, it doesn't.
No, and when you, if you, well, never mind. Paleontologists found a perfectly preserved dinosaur butt in China. And from looking at the same fossils, they now think male dinosaurs' man areas might have been really long and bendy to help them get the job done.
Well, when you think about what, you know, these dinosaurs with these massive tails, mm-hmm. like, you know, I always just sort of wondered if they had like a, what is it called? A colloquia? Colloquia? What birds
I don't know.
Have?
I'll wait for you to find like it, because you'll probably be right.
It's not, it's like that. The, can you find the word for me? There, but it's
cloaca.
Cloaca, is that it? Mm-hmm. They rub those together like birds don't have it, and aren't modern birds sort of like the descendants of dinosaurs? So you're saying they had big old dinosaur-sized.
I'm saying the scientists say that their junk was probably really long and bendy in order to help them get
I'm
it done.
I'm just
really
surprised by that. I think of
they
being
went
reptiles.
Extinct, so whatever they were up to, it didn't go well.
That's I think of them as like egg laying. I don't know. That's weird. I have to think about that. I'll have to look that up. Thank you for the nerd alert.
For the first time, biologists in Sweden figured out that the aerodynamics of butterflies, and it's a lot different than birds or bats. Flapping their wings down keeps them in the air. Then on the way up, their wings form a cup shape. And clapping them together creates a jet of air that propels them forward.
Oh. Huh.
You know what, scientists? Do us all a favor and solve the carbon problem. Yeah. It's enough.
We don't care about the butterflies. Although I've heard that the monarchs are, like, going away.
I've heard that too, and it's, I don't know.
So sad.
I don't know what to say about it because we're all kind of trapped inside, but there's usually a huge monarch butterfly festival here in Santa Cruz where
yep,
you go and walk around the trees and watch them in ridiculous numbers. It's actually really pretty. It's neat to see. I'd hate to see that go away. That's
so
a bummer.
Would I. How come they call them butterflies and not flutterbys?
What?
Just wondering.
I like that.
Thank you.
It makes more sense.
It does.
Yeah.
I've always wondered that.
And NASA added a feature to its website that lets you listen to what various things would sound like on Mars. The atmosphere is only 1% as dense as Earth's, so sound doesn't travel well.
Oh.
They posted a bunch of examples at nasa.gov if you're interested.
I am. Let me type
you
that
are?
In for the, sure. NASA.gov. Right. I'll type that in for the break.
Okay.
And then I'll be able to look at that.
Okay.
What's the other one I was just thinking about that you just said that I was so intrigued by that I've already forgotten because of butterflies?
Was it the dinosaur?
It was. It was the dinosaur.
Cloaca. Cloaca. Cloaca.
Sure.
How do you say it?
I don't know. Cloaca.
All right.
Dinosaur junk. You know, just things I can read during the break.
I've been meaning to get to this story, so I'm going to do it now because I know you have hobbies you've turned into money. You actually have done that. You have a hobby. You do it a million times, like almost like an
obsessively,
addict.
Obsessively, yep.
And then you turn into a really good crafter.
Thanks.
And you've started with duct tape wallets, and you've advanced. Now you're, what is the latest creation?
Well, right now I'm back in crocheting. I'm making gigantic blankets and stuff. So they take forever. They're nice. It's nice. I watch some shows and crochet.
Stay busy.
Keep my hands busy, Vin. I got to do it. Otherwise, you know, devil makes work for idle hands.
According to a new survey, 68% of people say they have a hobby, skill, or passion that they think they could turn into a career.
Oh.
60% of them are trying to make that happen.
Oh.
Here are some of the hobbies we think we could use to go pro.
Okay.
I don't want to be negative. I actually try to be a positive influence on the people around me and the show, you know.
What's he going
to
say?
Well, number one is writing, and I would just say most of you don't write well enough to become professional writers. Come on.
Yeah.
Like that is... As many people do it well, it's a lot harder than you're giving. You're not giving them enough credit.
I agree.
I've read
some terrible books.
Right. It's very difficult. But that's the number one thing people think they could go pro at, writing.
Well, do it a lot. Maybe you will.
Number two is baking.
Oh.
I believe that. I think there are a lot of people who bake well. The problem, in my opinion, becomes... Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you're good at business.
Yeah.
So to turn your baking skills into a personal business, it takes more than being good at baking, you know?
Yes. And I will say that that was one of the reasons that I don't sell crap I make anymore, because you know what I hate? Packaging and shipping and dealing. And it's just there's a lot. If you can just be, if you hire yourself a manager, you know, who's probably going to make more money than you do, then, you know, maybe your bacon thing can get off the ground.
A lot of people have a hobby they think they can turn into money: writing, baking, cooking, graphic design, illustrating, music. Even the people who make music, like professional musicians, are having trouble making money. But all right, I hope it works out. Beauty, fashion, health and wellness, and fitness round out your top 10 skills that people have that are a hobby or whatever that they think they can turn into money. I hope it works out.
Go for it. Follow your dreams. You never know.
I really hope it works out.
Telling you, that lady that John watches doing the yoga every day, she's got 1,000 videos up there, and she's always peddling something, and she's got sponsors for her clothes, and she's, you know, it's a pro outfit.
Have you looked up her net worth?
I haven't. I don't know if maybe she's private enough. Her name is Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth Yoga.
Sarah.
I think her last
Beth
name's Yoga.
Yoga.
Sarah Beth Yoga.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is I mean, I like that people post yoga, and it seems like a really positive thing that people, and it's a positive thing to display for people. And yet, there's a lot of people who know yoga. Mm-hmm. You got to be really good to make.
Yep.
It's worth about $2 million.
She's great.
That's whoa, good. She's doing great.
Based on
$2 million,
what YouTube is paying her. Well, here's another thing too. There's like a whole paid subscription. You can get these 20-minute things from her, but if you want like a daily thing from her and some personalized stuff, like you can, there's a subscription thing you can do with her. And I'm sure that's typical. I bet you there's lots of yoga people and workout people. But hers are really pro looking, and she does like a voiceover for them. So they're very, she just does the routine and then she goes back and in a very gentle voice. They're really relaxing, because I don't do the yoga. I just watch John do it and I sit there and go, God, I could just go to sleep right now. It's amazing.
Oh, really? So there's no pervy element for you. You're not like, oh.
Well, I don't perv. She's got a hot body, for sure.
I mean, on him, your husband. Oh, your husband's doing yoga right in front of you. And you're,
Well, he clearly picked someone he liked.
Well, right. But my point is, you're
not
watching.
She's not going to go for him. I'm not worried about it. He can perv on
anyone. You! You watching him do yoga.
Well, he's not, you know, doing, I mean, he's doing the yoga.
What does that mean?
If she saw him, she'd laugh. He's safe. She's safe. Everyone's safe. Don't worry.
Never mind.
I think Vinny's saying, aren't you?
Am I jealous?
Wouldn't you admire him as he's doing yoga in front of you?
Oh, I perv on John?
Yes!
No, I don't. He looks adorable.
She laughed.
No. I'm coming in from outer space with that one. Every guy's like, of course I would watch my wife do that.
Right.
And be like, I am completely into you right now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're like, it takes 7 swings and you still don't know I'm talking about your husband.
I thought you were talking about him perving on her.
You pervert. You said, I watch my husband do yoga.
Yeah, I watch him while I'm sitting. I'm on the couch anyway. I'm sure every time he walks by, I'm attracted to him. I don't know.
It's a totally foreign thought process.
It is.
Never mind.
Yeah. I don't know what we're even talking about. What do you mean?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. A lot of people wrote in about the cloaca.
Cloaca?
Cloaca is what they're saying. But
okay.
Cloaca.
I've heard the word. I just couldn't pull it. I was thinking cochlear, which is like an ear thing. Cloaca. I'll never remember it.
You will.
I won't.
Knowing you.
A bunch of people wrote stuff about power outages, but I can't. They're all over the place, and some of them are 3 and 5 parts. So I'll get those figured out and then read them to you. But ultimately, they're calling BS on the turkey that apparently caused my power outage for the last
it
3 days.
It's so random. Like, what? Who makes that up?
It's crap. Is what it is. Like, how am I going to prove that that's crap? I don't have any way to. so they can just say what caused the power outage, and then we all have to go, okay, well, at least we have power now.
Right.
Thank you. 3 days and two refrigerators full of food that went bad, but all right.
Tell your mom, Jive Turkey.
Yeah. How old's that clip?
I think they said turkey because of you. It's like some turkey. Maybe they meant some turkey, like some Jive Turkey jumped up there and did something. Mm-hmm. That must be
some turkey.
Some turkey.
Because some turkey. It's not our fault.
Well, either way, they think they're out of it. And it, guess what? They are. Because no one's going to hold them accountable. No one does.
No one ever does.
And I burned up all my time talking about that. All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got some music news for you right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.